Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And I am so grateful to every Nevadan who knocked on doors, who made phone calls, and who stood up and fought for our state.
Incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won re-election in Nevada, helping to clinch a narrow majority in the U.S. Senate for Democrats. She beat back Republican challenger Adam Laxalt by less than 1% after 5 days of vote counting. Cortez Masto has acknowledged that it was a hard-fought campaign, but called on Nevadans to have confidence in the Democratic process. The other win that locked in the Democratic Senate was that of incumbent Mark Kelly in Arizona. He defeated Republican venture capitalist Brett Masters by more than 5%. On Election Day, Kelly talked about unity and seeking solutions.
This campaign, for me, you know, it hasn't been about name-calling or dividing people. It's been about telling the truth.
With the midterm elections nearly over, the future of the January 6th committee remains in limbo. Republicans have said it would be dissolved should they win a House majority. The ranking Republican on the panel, Liz Cheney of Wyoming, says there's more work to do. Cheney has been sharply criticized in her party for pursuing the investigation, but she describes the midterm results as a vindication.
It was a victory for Team Normal. I think you saw many candidates who were reflecting sort of the election denialism President Trump rejected. Not all of them, and some races are still left to be called, but I think it was a really important and frankly hopeful outcome for democracy.
At the UN Climate Conference, COP27, U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry gave an update on the plans under negotiation. Some will have the U.S. partner with Japan, the European Union, and other countries on immediate cuts to total greenhouse gas emissions. Kerry says another proposed agreement is just between the U.S. and Norway.
We in Norway announced the Global Shipping Challenge with more than 40 concrete pledges from governments, ports, and others, private sector, to decarbonize global shipping.
When visiting the conference, President Joe Biden apologized for the U.S. pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement under the Trump administration. Biden later traveled to a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and announced a strategic electric vehicle partnership.
Through our new U.S. ASEAN Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Initiative, we're going to work together to develop an integrated electric vehicle ecosystem in Southeast Asia.
Former President Donald Trump says he'll make a big announcement November 15th. Many expect Trump to announce his candidacy for president in 2024. At this time, it remains unclear if President Biden will be running for president again. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.